Morning Show at East Coast FM. Now, a while back we spoke to Councillor Melanie Corrigan from Fine Gael. She was advising the people of Enniskerry that there was possibility of some changes around the Enniskerry clock tower and to go online or go into various shops around about Enniskerry to make your views known. And many locals have asked that the public consultation process might have been not a good time to have at this time because of the COVID restrictions. Well, let's get a view from another councillor, and that is independent councillor Joe Behan. Hi, Joe. Morning, Joe.
Good morning, Declan.
There you are. Good morning to you. I was just saying that Melanie Corrigan was telling us that this was coming up, you're going to tell us about reaction to it and maybe postponing, perhaps, the consultation process. So, for people who go in and out of Enniskerry but haven't heard what proposed changes there are, could you outline some of them to us, please?
I will indeed, yes, Declan. Basically, the description as on the Wicklow County Council website is that it will provide a new enhanced pedestrianised paved area on the south side of the town clock, new footpaths around the town clock and wider footpaths around the square, level access courtesy pedestrian crossing points, additional street furniture, planters, etc., a bus bay westbound at the parochial hall to replace the existing stop, and alterations to parking, including a new disabled access and age-friendly parking bay, and then remedial work to the town clock and a few other associated works. And you're right, Declan. I mean, Councillor Melanie Corrigan and Councillor Rory O'Connor, who are the two councillors in Enniskerry, I think have been, you know, as councillors, been very proactive in trying to ensure that Enniskerry and its surrounding area it receives the best investment possible, okay? But in this particular case, there's quite a division of opinion among people who live in Enniskerry about whether all of these improvements are necessarily going to improve Enniskerry for them. And they have serious concerns about a number of them. And their most basic concern is that this process of consultation is happening during a time of level 5 COVID restrictions, which means they are not able to organise meetings, indoor or outdoor. They're not able to get to older people, particularly who don't deal online with, let's say, Wicklow County Council business and so on, who would obviously have a very keen interest in what's happening to their village, particularly if they're native to the village. And the simple request from those residents, and they're kind of formed a group called the Clock Tower Group, is that we should defer the process of consultation, not forever, until the restrictions allow proper consultation to take place. So I thought that was a very reasonable request. I made the proposal last night that we should defer the project until restrictions allow people to have proper meetings and discussion about it. I was ruled out of order by the Cathaoirleach, firstly because she said it was ultra vires for me to be making such a proposal. Then, because it was 8:30, she said she couldn't take a vote anyway because of the fact that the time was up. So the reaction I've got from local residents in Enniskerry this morning is shock, surprise, very serious disappointment that an opportunity to give them their say in a way that they can actually consult with each other has been denied them. And I think it's anti-democratic and certainly not for the good of Enniskerry, because my biggest fear, Declan, on this is that at the end of the process we'll have a divided village. We might have a few physical enhancements, but we could have a divide among the people. And I really don't think that's worth that. We should do everything we can to ensure that all voices are heard properly. And that's why I proposed that last night.
And is there much objection to proposed changes?
Well, there seems to be quite a lot of local objections to it. I think that there's a 500, 600 people.
Okay, so could I say then that it's not from a neutral stance that people want the views to be heard, it's from the point of view that don't like it, so they want to gather up some support in order to put their views forward.
But I also think, Declan, that if they're not able to get around to explain to people what's actually involved in this and the implications of it, I think they're entitled to do that too, Declan. You know, so.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm not disputing that whatsoever.
What they're interested in is the process of allowing them to consult with people. And like what I said last night, Declan, was that if we created the time and the space for more discussion on this, we might end up with a project that everybody can buy into and that everybody could support. It might have to be a compromise, but I mean, I just think that's reasonable in this current dreadful lockdown time that we're living at the moment.
So, I mean, what will the town look like, and what's the fear amongst those people who don't want maybe the change or want change in a different way? What's the basic fear of what they see in the plans?
Well, I think they're probably a number. One is the fact that relocating a bus stop may not be what people want. Change in the route of traffic, shutting off one particular road might be something that people don't want. There could be a whole lot of things that people in this plan might like, but there are other aspects that they don't like. I'm not qualified to speak on their behalf, but I just think for some people, they feel it will ruin the nature of the village. And the clock tower, obviously, is the focal point in Enniskerry Village. And for many people, maybe they just don't want to see too much alterations happening around that particular location. At the end of the day, the final decision on this will be made by the 8 elected councillors, Declan. And I again, last night, appealed to my colleagues on the council to give the people time to, so that we can ensure that we have all voices heard and then make an informed decision. But unfortunately, I wasn't successful. Now, I want to thank Councillor Grace McManus of Sinn Féin, who seconded my motion. And although Dermot O'Brien wasn't there at the particular time, he has been very supportive of that proposal to extend.
It's not a very big village, essentially. I mean, you walk around it, you know, very reasonably quickly. And, you know, if it's a walk-around village, to have a pedestrianised area, you know, around this outside there, the town clock, I mean, you would imagine that's an enhancement. So what could there be that people are not happy with? Is it once it's exactly the way it is?
Declan, I wouldn't possibly hope to speak for what their people like.
No, no, don't speak. Well, your view of what you've heard, because you're quite close to it.
I would imagine that what might be in some people's minds is this a village, let's say, that we want just to create for tourists completely, or do we want a village that people can live in and work in and go to school in and all the rest of it? That could be one. There could be another issue about is there a competition between, let's say, what might be commercial spin-off from some of this work and what might be community, if you like, disadvantage. Again, I'm only speculating, Declan, and this is exactly my point. Until we hear those views properly and proper consultation, we won't really understand fully why people are so unhappy.
Yeah, and probably don't like not being consulted, even though there was consultation, but as I take the point about it being during COVID, you know, maybe all the points wouldn't get across.
Yeah, it's a big issue for a lot of people. And if you kind of say to people, well, look, you can go on Zoom and watch the council meeting, or you can look it up online, you know, or you can look on the website and so on. That's fine for some people. It's not necessarily good for facilitating a discussion, a chat with other neighbours and friends and people who might have an interest in this issue to hear what their thoughts are. So if it's to be meaningful, I think it has to be done at a time when there's no restrictions on people meeting. And that's all I wanted to achieve last night, because that's what the clock tower people asked me to do. Unfortunately, we didn't succeed, so I'm hoping that maybe councillors might reflect on it still, and maybe it's not too late to have a change of heart on this.
Right. Now, it's in, you know, you're a councillor for the general area of that. Yes. What's the vision down the road for Enniskerry? Between that, I mean, it's a gorgeous village. It has a lot of cars, unfortunately, when it comes through. I know that one of these parts of the plan is reduced parking spaces and enhanced disabled parking, and I have a garden and all sorts of things. What's the ultimate village view for maybe 5, 6, 7 years down the road?
Well, we've seen this plan is the ultimate village view by, let's say, some people, particularly, I suppose, people who were involved in the production of this plan initially. But I would turn that back and say, what's the people's vision of their village? I'm not from Enniskerry. I don't live in Enniskerry, but I represent it. But my vision is not, in my mind, as important as what is the vision of the people who've lived there all their lives, many of them. I think that's what we have to listen to, Declan. And a vision that ends up with a division at the end of the process, where you have two sides on opposing sides is actually going to do harm to the village, and that's really what I want to try and avoid if possible.
And is it the council versus the people?
No, there are, in fairness, what I understand from my colleagues, Councillor Carrigan and Councillor O'Connor, there is a lot of public support for the plan as well. It's not just the councillors out there on their own, but what I'm trying to do is make sure that all sides are heard, and whatever views they are, we should hear them properly. And I don't in any way want to suggest that there isn't support from some people or maybe some commercial interest in the village. I'm sure they have their views as well. But as I say, I'm just concerned that this process doesn't end up doing more damage in the long run than good. And I think that's
right. So what happens next? You want to defer this, presumably.
I want to defer it. I proposed it last night. The vote wasn't taken. I will try again at the next meeting, but I've already been told once that I can't even put forward the proposal for a vote. If nothing changes, the public consultation process online, if you like, or people sending in letters or whatever, ends at the end of May, and then the councillors will have to make a decision based on a report that comes back from the county council officials. And we will have flexibility to change it, to reject it, to accept it, whatever councillors decide to do. But if we do it without having proper consultation, I think we'd be making a serious mistake.
Okay, Independent Councillor Joe Behan. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks.
Good morning to you. Good to talk to you as always. Thank you, Independent Councillor Joe Behan. And we continue to have conversations about the future of Enniskerry, and all views are welcome. And thanks for all the emails that came in from different people as well with their views. So, as I say, we will be returning to the issue.